Hey there, welcome, come on in. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. We're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes. At least I am. I hope you can stick around with me for the entire show. Today, we are going to be talking about power, the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I think there's a problem when many of us think about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, we picture the Holy Spirit as a dove or as wind or as fire. And all of these images have been used to represent the Holy Spirit in Scripture. So these are justified. But you know what I think the problem is? Sometimes we underestimate the great power that we get from the Holy Spirit. And I want to talk about that on today's show. We'll look a little bit at the Acts of the Apostles, specifically the first reading for today's Mass. And we'll look at this word power as it's used in the Acts of the Apostles. And by the way, today is Tuesday, April the 21st. Today's Tuesday of the second week of Easter. As a reminder, we're in this seven-week period of Easter called the Easter season. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, as I've told you before on this show, is much too big of an event to be confined to one day. Easter lasts for 7 weeks. I mean, that's pretty incredible, isn't it? When we look at the Christmas season, it doesn't last that long, but 7 weeks of the Easter season. Very, very incredible, very powerful. This is the big time for the church, and it justifiably so. When you think about the resurrection of Jesus, the fact that he overcame death and rose from the dead, even death couldn't hold him, and as a result, you and me are resurrected as well. So there's no problem that is bigger than Jesus. And I think for us right now, that's exactly what we need to hear. It's what I need to hear anyway, and I hope it's what you need to hear. So look, settle in. There's a chair for you here. You got your own beverage. You got your own snack, I'm sure, right? I got to take a sip of my beverage du jour today. Got some nice cold Coke today, and I hope you have a enjoyable beverage. Why? Because you and me were two friends sitting around the table talking about Jesus, just hanging out one day at a time, walking together. As I say in the ad for this program, let's walk together or let's sit together for these 30 minutes, whatever it is. We need to help one another. We need to help one another grow closer to Jesus. And believe me, you're helping me by listening to this show. Through your friendship, through your emails, through your prayers, through your financial contributions. I am feeling your presence and I am so grateful to have you. So without further ado, before we dig into the power of the Holy Spirit, let's turn to Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, offer up our intentions and ask for the help and guidance for the next several minutes of this program so that His message can be relayed to each of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for bringing us to another day. Father, we are so grateful for your presence in our lives. We're grateful for the fact that you take care of us. You provide for our needs. Sometimes we get a little confused. We're not sure what we need. But Father, we know that you are very aware of our needs, what we need, what we want, and how sometimes there's a difference there. So we ask you, Father, to continue to provide for our needs. More importantly, Father, help us to trust and have confidence in you, that you will indeed do what Jesus said and take care of us, give us what we need each day. Father, please continue to keep us safe in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic. Especially ask for relief for those who are suffering in any way from it, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Please relieve their burdens, grant them your peace, and help us all to know what it is that we should be doing to keep one another safe, to help those who are in need. Let us know through your Holy Spirit what it is that we should do, Father. We lift up all of our needs, whatever they may be right now. We ask you to handle them for us. We pray, Father, that we'll be able to get to know you better, to know you, to love you, and be willing to serve you in this life. Father, I ask that you use me as your instrument today. Please give me the words that you want delivered on this program and open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Especially today, Father, help us to better appreciate the power that we receive when we receive the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Again, I'm Gary Zimak. This is Following the Truth. This program comes to you Monday through Friday, 30 minutes each day, free of charge. And obviously, if you're listening to it right now, I always feel funny when I tell you how to listen to the program and you're listening already. But however you're listening to it, be aware that it's available through many podcast services. You can get it from Apple. You can get it from Podbean, I think, from TuneIn Radio, from all of your standard podcast services. And I tell you that just so you let your friends know about the show. They might ask how you get it. And you could get it from these numerous sources. It originates from Blog Talk Radio, but it's also sent to all these other services. So you can get the show in a number of different ways. And again, it's free of charge. It's something that I want to do. I want to be able to do and continue to do. I want to continue to walk with you each day and help you to feel the peace and the power that comes to you through a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. That's what I want to do for you. I want to give you that peace. I want to give you that power by connecting you to God. I mean, that's what I do here. My words can only take you so far. My hope is that what I'm going to say to you makes some kind of sense, and you're going to turn to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, get to know the three persons of the Trinity better, and as a result, you're going to get all you need in life and eventually, God willing, make it to heaven. That's why we're here. We're not here to have a good time. We're not here to experience total happiness and we can experience happiness. That's a bad choice of words, but we're not here to just put our feet up and relax and never experience problems. I think that's what I'm trying to say. That's not part of this life. We live on the earth. This is due to our fallen human nature and the original sin first committed by Adam and Eve. We live in a fallen world, so we're going to have some struggles here. We're going to have some troubles, but it doesn't mean by connecting with God that we can't have happiness here. However, our lives go well beyond the span of time that we spend on this earth. So once we make it to heaven by cooperating with God's grace, once we make it to heaven, then we're going to live in total happiness and there will be no problems. The goal for us is to hang in there so we can get there. Amen? Right? That's what we're trying to do. So I'm glad to be able to do this show with you. The only reason that I'm able to do this is because of your financial generosity. So I want to thank you for continuing to support my show and my ministry, because this is how I'm able to do this. I have some new equipment on the way. Some of the old stuff is starting to wear out, and I pray that it hangs in there until I get the new stuff. But because when I came to you and I said, I want to start doing this show daily, you came through with the contributions and the monthly subscriptions. You enabled me to get it started. And I continue to ask you to help me out with that so we can keep going forward. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go if you want to make a donation, if you want to join the team with me and help me to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Followingthetruth.com, you click on donate and you will be all set. All right, let's talk about this this idea of the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, here's what I want to do. Before I read what I want to read, which is a passage from the Acts of the Apostles, this will be from today's Daily Mass reading, I want to read something from the very beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. These are the words of Jesus in Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse 8, okay? Jesus said this, "But you will receive power," talking to his apostles, "but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So he's telling them that you are going to receive the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, on Pentecost Sunday. That's what he's talking about. But the word that he uses for power, now, St. Luke wrote this, the Acts of the Apostles, as all of the Old Testament, all of the New Testament was written in Greek. So the original manuscript is in Greek. The word that Luke uses for power is dunamis. And dunamis is the root word for the English word dynamite. Dunamis, dynamite. That's the kind of explosive power that Jesus was talking about when he referred to the Holy Spirit. So as Catholics, we believe that we receive the Holy Spirit when we are baptized. So therefore, if you've been baptized, you have the Holy Spirit. But let me ask you a question. Do you really feel that you have the power? Do you really feel when you look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit, as spelled out by St. Paul, that you have power flowing through you, and you exhibit love and peace and joy and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control? Listen to those. I mean, they are incredible fruits. That's the way our lives should look. Do you have powerful love flowing through you? What about kindness? What about peace? What about joy? What about patience? Power. I'm talking power. What about faithfulness and generosity and goodness, self-control? Do you have powerful fruits coming through you by the Holy Spirit? Most of us, when we hear those fruits, we think like, no, I don't have this power. Somehow I can get by, but I don't have the power. Well, this is why we need to do some work. We need to do some work. We need to continue asking the Holy Spirit to work in us. But even more importantly, we need to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to work in us, but the Holy Spirit will not work unless we give him permission. And the way this works is we're going to get an idea. We're going to get a thought that, yes, I should be more patient, for example. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is patience. I shouldn't fly off the handle. I shouldn't get annoyed that my prayer request isn't being answered quickly enough. But I do sometimes. So how is it that the Holy Spirit can work in me? Well, the first thing we need to do is ask the Holy Spirit for help, especially if you're struggling with, let's stick with patience. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, help me to be more patient. Now, typically the way I've seen that this works is you'll be in a predicament or some kind of situation. You'll be in traffic. You'll be listening to somebody explain something to you, and the long-winded explanation is starting to drive you crazy. And you're going to get this thought. Now, this was after praying for the Holy Spirit to grant you more patience. And you'll get this thought, something to the effect like, I know I should handle this better. I should keep quiet and let this person continue to talk. I shouldn't complain about this traffic jam or the bad weather. I should accept it, thank God for it, offer it up. You know, you start to get this thought. But then the next step is you have to respond to that thought. It's not just like the Holy Spirit's going to take over your body and perform these actions through you. The Holy Spirit's going to give you the suggestion, but ultimately you have to cooperate with the grace given to you by the Holy Spirit. So you pray for the grace, you get the idea, and then you have to do something. Okay, I should be more patient. I should not come back at this person, even though they're going on, even though I know they're wrong, even though I know I want to get mad at them. No, I know I'm supposed to be patient, okay? Holy Spirit, now help me. You could offer a silent prayer. Help me to be patient. First you get the idea, then comes the action. You respond to that idea. And then you can almost feel sometimes the Holy Spirit working through you. I know I can. There are many times where I say, man, this is not me. Where is this coming from? Where is this peace coming from? Where is this joy coming from? Because there is nothing externally that should be allowing me to be peaceful right now. And this is how we can let this dynamic power of the Holy Spirit work through us. And it is power. It's the power to do great things. It's the power sometimes to perform miracles in the name of Jesus. You know, some people are blessed with these extraordinary gifts of the Spirit. Not everybody has them. Not everybody has them all the time. But there are some people who have the gift of healing or of prophecy or word of knowledge, or sometimes these are called the charismatic gifts. But we all have the ability for the ordinary gifts of the Holy Spirit to flow through us if we're willing to cooperate. But if you're going to get one thing out of this show today, I want you to focus on the fact that you have power. And I think the Acts of the Apostles, reading the Acts of the Apostles, is so good for us because we get to see what the early church looked like. Because the early church was powered by the Holy Spirit, and that the members of the church were cooperating with the Holy Spirit. See, a lot of times I don't think we're doing that. We don't realize we have the power, for one, and number two, we don't want to cooperate with that power and let it flow through us. And I think if we start to do that more and yield to the Holy Spirit, we'll be better able to imitate what we see in the early church. Now, with that in mind, let's look at this reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. And this just struck me today that I feel that I should be talking about it. When I was reading these Bible passages over this morning, I underlined a few words, and I thought, this is what I try to do. I always try to let the Holy Spirit lead me. Spirit, what should we be talking about on the program today? And usually something jumps out at me. You know, that's one of the things I do when I write my books, when I give my talks, when I do my radio programs. Before I start, I say, Holy Spirit, what should we talk about today? I really do. And then I give the Holy Spirit a chance to work in me. You know, a lot of times we think, well, how do I know this is the Holy Spirit? Is it me? Is it the Spirit? What's going on? Is the devil telling me to do this? I think we got to look at a couple of things. The one thing is, to me, the most important thing to remember is, if I am asking the Holy Spirit, right? Now, just follow me here. If I'm asking the Holy Spirit to inspire my thoughts, my words, and my deeds, which I do every day, I ask the Holy Spirit to do that. If I get a thought, typically, with that, just suppose I didn't ask the Spirit. If I get a thought, there's generally speaking, and I'm not getting into heavy-duty statistics here, a 50-50 shot. It's either from me or it's not from me, right? I mean, again, I'm not weighing this with probability or statistical analysis. This is just 50-50. It's either from me or it's not from me. This is very unscientific. I'm not a math guy, so this is very unscientific, but I think it makes sense. 50-50. It's from me or it's not from me, right? And the not from me can be from it's from God or it's not from God. That's a better way to put this. So either this thought is coming from me because I'm selfish, or from the devil, or from any number of sources, or it's coming from God, right? But if I ask the Holy Spirit to inspire all my thoughts, I would say that the odds go up that it's the Holy Spirit speaking. So I get an idea. I would say, since I ask for help and I get the idea, it's weighed a little heavier in terms of it being from the Holy Spirit. Now, the final analysis is this something that goes against what Jesus taught or what the church teaches? If it doesn't, then obviously it's not from the Holy Spirit. But if it brings life, if it causes peace, if it's not anything bad, then there's a very good chance that this thought is coming from the Holy Spirit. So that's my thought process when I do these programs. And again, there are a number of different themes that I could use for these shows, but I want to go with the best one, or the one that the Holy Spirit wants me to deliver. So I try to be open to it. So as I was reading this today, this is what really came out, this idea of power. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. And again, this is a snapshot of the early church, shortly after the time that Jesus died, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. I just want to stop there and compare that picture of the early church to the church today. I mean, let's face it, even in the Catholic Church, we have lots of divisions. And when you take the whole church, all of the Christian churches, and combine them, I mean, we got division all over the place. Our world is divided, our church is divided, our country is divided. The community of believers was of one heart and mind. And this is what we need to remember. Jesus wants us to be united. He wants all Christians to be united. And we can't even get all Catholics to get united. We attack each other. We got to remember, Jesus talked about this in John's gospel when he said he wants us to be one, just as he and the Father are one. Unity is important to Jesus, so therefore, it should be important to us. And I think each one of us has a role to play. When you post on social media, think twice before you post. I mean, I see some of these posts out there. I can't believe some of the things people are saying. The nastiness. And these are from people who are Christians and who are serious Christians. Some of the nastiness I see is just unreal. We can, and we're all guilty of this. I'm just a little more aware of this because I've tended to post things quite frequently in the past that were nasty, that were hurtful, that were things I was not proud of. So I'm very aware of this, and I try very hard to not do this. So whenever I want to post something, sometimes I get all fired up. I've learned, and I really hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me, to take a step back from the keyboard, Gary, just let it go. And eventually the urge usually passes. So think twice before you post on social media. That is a very simple piece of advice that can bring about a lot of unity. So nobody claimed that any of his possessions was his own. They had everything in common. I'll talk more about that in a minute, but listen to this. With great power, the same word for power, the same Greek word dunamis is used here as was used when Jesus promised his apostles that they would receive power from the Holy Spirit, this dynamic, explosive power. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. Now, for us, during this time of pandemic, are we expressing joy in the risen Christ? Again, social media comes to mind. A lot of negativity out there. We need to be positive. We need to be that witness. And if we're not positive, we have to look inside of ourselves and see why not. Jesus Christ is risen. He rose from the dead. He's bigger than death. He's all powerful. Just read the Bible and see how many miracles he performed. He is capable of ending this virus tomorrow. We need to keep praying to him with confidence, with great faith, that he can do this. If you're not peaceful, please believe that Jesus can restore your peace and keep hanging on to him as often as you can. Tell him, please beg for him to fill you with his peace. That peace is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You got the Spirit, so you should be able to get the peace. It's up to each one of us to dig for that peace. Sometimes you have to rip up the carpets, as I did in my old house, to find out you have beautiful hardwood floors underneath. You know, a lot of times we get so focused on the problems and on the what-ifs that we lose sight of the peace that the Spirit has to give to us that already exists inside of us internally. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord. How are you bearing witness to the Lord's resurrection today? Are you at least mentioning him in some way? I mean, we need the positive attitude, but at some point, please use the word Jesus, use the word God, use something spiritual. You don't have to go crazy, but we got to at least mention him. We got to mention him. And I told you before, the only way we're getting through this pandemic in one piece is with the help of the Lord. It's not happening any other way. And I see a lot of emphasis on everything but the Lord. We are absolutely at his mercy right now. The only way we're getting through it is with his help. Let's give him a little credit. There was no needy person among them in the early church. I mean, look at that. Isn't that amazing? No needy person, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. Now, we don't see a lot of this nowadays, and understandably, it's a difficult time financially for many people. But please remember, if you can, to try to support the needy, support your church. A lot of parishes are really taking a hit right now because people aren't in the pews. Please do what you can. You know, and trust that God will provide for your needs. I'm not saying to be irresponsible. I'm not saying to be stupid. I'm saying to trust that the Lord will provide for you. If you have some extra money and you're able to donate it somewhere, please consider doing so. It's very important because there are people who are hurting. People are jobless right now. The churches still have to pay the electric and the gas bills. We've got numerous Christian networks out there, radio and television, who are hurting right now. So just think about that. Ask the Spirit to guide you and really try to tap into some of that power. You know, and this is what God wants us to do, but He knows we can't do it on our own, and that's why He gave us the Holy Spirit. So my closing comment to you today is you have power through the Holy Spirit. Make sure, number one, you're aware of that power. Number two, make sure you give the Holy Spirit permission to work in your life. And then number three, get the heck out of the way and let the Spirit do His thing, all right? That's all I got for you. I don't know how else to put it, but I think that's what we need to remember, that we need to let the Spirit work through us. Give Him permission and then let Him do it, okay? All right. This was fun. I always enjoy hanging out with you. God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow, and I hope you will as well. For more information about my work or to make a donation to keep me on the air, please go to followingthetruth.com. Again, I thank you for your support. I thank you for your friendship, for your prayers. I promise I am praying for you every day. And let me know if there's anything you need. You can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. We talked about the Holy Spirit today. Make sure you get used to talking to the Holy Spirit. It might seem a little funny at first. The Holy Spirit gets downplayed quite often, and He wants it that way because His real attention, His real goal is to get you focused on Jesus, and Jesus gets you focused on the Father. All three persons of the Trinity work together nicely. So, but get to know the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and His power will make a tremendous difference in your life. All right, I'm looking at the clock. I got to run. Until we meet again, thank you for listening to Following the Truth. And God willing, I hope to see you next time. Have a wonderful day. God bless.